Hey guys, welcome to day 6 of CryptoLeister 65. So today I had a really, really large purchase set to make, and the topic came up on borrowing large amounts of money, which actually kind of reminded me of a lesson I learned about a year ago. And this lesson kind of, in a way, blew my mind and made me move up to kind of the next level of, I guess you could say, wealthy investor class or something. So generally when we grow up, we are taught be frugal, don't spend your money, save as much as you can, put as much as you can into investments, and try not to get any debt, stay away from credit cards. Debt is bad. Generally, it's just debt is bad. So that's kind of the way I've been doing my own investment for a long, long, long time. I was being very frugal, which that's still a good idea, by the way. And I was putting as much of my money into stocks and trying to avoid any kind of debt as much as I could. If I could pay down my debt a little faster, I always tried to pay it down as well. What I learned about a year ago was from a rather wealthy guy who was a trainer for the Elite Legacy Education, which is a real estate school that I signed up with. He taught us that the way he does it and the way all the other very, very wealthy people do it, like we're talking levels of Donald Trump here, is that they try to get into as much debt as possible. So the goal is not to avoid debt and build assets. The goal is to get reputation and build up debt. Now, this probably doesn't make sense right away, but there's actually two kinds of investments in the world. There's the appreciating asset investment. So this would be things like your stocks. If you buy a house and you live in a house, the house value goes up. That would be one example. Cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin itself would be another example. So the way you make money on that is you buy the asset for some amount, then you just sit on it, and when it goes up in value, you just sell it and hope to make money. The other kind of investment is called a cash flow investment. Cash flow is where you put some money into an asset, and instead of this asset actually appreciating, it simply pays out a certain amount each month or each year or some period. So this would be, for example, if you buy a stock that pays dividends. For example, big blue chip stocks like IBM, Coca-Cola, they may not appreciate very much because those companies really don't have much room left to grow, but they pay dividends. So every month or every quarter or every year, you will get a certain pay amount back to you, which you can spend on whatever you want. Another much simpler asset is real estate, rental properties, actually. So with a rental property, you could buy something for, say, just right now, I'm actually buying a property for $63,000. Y'all need to put in about $5,000 into it to fix it up. So let's say $70,000 is what I'm buying it for. And that asset will be able to rent out for about $1,200 a month. So even though I put in $70,000 into it, and it's in Baltimore, kind of in the area that's probably not going to grow all that much, the appreciation part of it is almost zero, but the cash flow part of it is quite a bit. So why does this make sense? Because if you only look at how much debt you're going into, you will probably miss cash flow investment assets. For example, in this case, with the $70,000 place that I'm buying, I am borrowing $70,000 to buy it. Unfortunately, my interest rate on my loans right now is about 12% is what I'll be paying personally. So in other words, I will be paying about $650 a month on interest only for this loan, to hold this asset. On the other hand, I will be making $1,200 a month back. So that's $450 a month. I'm an accountant, so math isn't my strong point. I prefer Excel. Pardon me about that. But anyway, yeah, I'll be making about $550. I'll be making money on that. And the point is that even though I am going into debt at $70,000, that is money that I owe to somebody else, which is being paid by rents from the property. So in a sense, yeah, I owe money because somebody's trusting me with that money, but the money is being covered by the asset itself. So I don't actually need to worry about paying off this debt, like, ever. I'll be very happy paying interest only for the rest of my life for this. And how many of these properties I would want to buy? Like, as many as you can find and as many as I can borrow money on, because it doesn't matter how big my debt goes, as long as the income from the properties is covering my payments, I'm just making money on it. So the idea that was told is the goal is to get into as much debt as possible, which does not make sense to somebody who's not familiar with this idea, but it does make sense if you understand that you can use debt to buy cash flow assets in order to cover both the debt portion payment, the debt payment portion, and your own income. So that's what I have been doing for my rental properties, at least. For the flips, that's a little bit more difficult because for that one, I do actually need to put in a little bit of work with regards to managing all the repairs. It's not something that I can just sit on and collect a paycheck. There is some work involved. And flips are appreciating assets in a sense that I actually have to force the appreciation myself by making improvements to the property. But with regards to debt, yeah, the bigger you can grow your debt to be able to buy appreciating assets, and really what that says is the more responsible you can show yourself to be to other people with capital, like banks and private investors, who would be willing to give you that money in order for you to manage it, the more wealthy you can become. So that's what all the major real estate tycoons, including Donald Trump, and I don't care what you think about him politically, but as a business person, he's kind of a simple example that everybody knows about. But that's how he ended up making his money. He went into literally hundreds of millions of dollars in debt, leveraged it through real estate with cash flow properties, and was able to make his billions using somebody else's money simply because he proved to the market that he was able to manage and be trustworthy with other people's capital. And that's my current goal as well, to grow my own debt leveraged by other assets. So that's it. I'll signing off for now, I guess, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.